unexpectedly laid off from her job and now experiencing some medical issues, Tani Vittner had to turn to the Salvation Army Food Bank for help. If it's between my kid getting the glasses he needs and groceries, I know I can always turn to the food bank for help when those unexpected expenses pop up, the single mom said. She's got four boys, one adopted, 11, 12, 14 and 19 years old, to feed, she added. I don't know how I do it, Vittner said with a shake of her head. She discovered the food bank service about 4 years ago and used it infrequently while she worked, but once she got laid off a few months ago, now she relies on the food bank about twice a month. It helped me get through to the next payday when I was working, and now when I am really struggling I know I can come here and there's always something for me, Vittner said. The process of gathering food for a hamper has changed recently. There are stations now where residents can pick the food they prefer to eat. My kids are pretty picky, but I've never had a problem here, Vittner said. It's amazing. Vittner feels respected and welcome at the Salvation Army Food Bank that serves more than 3,700 people a month. That's a 25% increase over last year, which is a typical increase year after year. I feel comfortable here, Vittner said. I am not embarrassed to be here. And when I am having a conversation with someone here and telling them what's going on in my life and they can't help me, they will send me in the direction where I can go to get those services. They are amazing here. I give them 5 stars.